know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Former President Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis. We're talking about it this morning with Dr. Bradley Webster, urologist and prostate cancer expert with Roswell Park here in Buffalo. Dr. Webster, thanks so much for joining us. The former president is 82. How common is prostate cancer for a man of that age?
It's very common. Overall, there's a 1 in 8 chance of a man in his lifetime being diagnosed with prostate cancer. At that age, we're not routinely checking PSAs necessarily. It's kind of a case-by-case basis. So we probably don't diagnose every man in their 80s with prostate cancer. It's probably higher than we even think it is. But again, at that age, we're checking the PSA kind of on a case-by-case basis. But overall, it's incredibly common.
You know, when you say that, I think that kind of rings a lot of people's memories. It's something that anyone who's dealt with this is familiar with, of the PSA level being tracked, over maybe several years' time before a diagnosis is made or action needs to be taken. I mean, how often is prostate cancer kind of found in this stage where it's apparently pretty advanced?
It's not the most common situation, but it does happen. Somebody hasn't had his PSA checked in several years or ever. They can present to a place like the emergency department with symptoms of blood in the urine or inability to urinate, some back pain. But it's not the most common situation, but it's not unheard of. We see it periodically a few times a year.
The White House did release some information yesterday with the acknowledgement saying he had a Gleason score of 9 and that it has metastasized to the bone. What does that mean?
So the Gleason score. So when we diagnose prostate cancer, we're doing a prostate biopsy. So we're getting tissue from the biopsy, from the prostate itself through a needle biopsy. And then we give it a score. It's called the Gleason score, and that's kind of a confusing scoring system. But bottom line, it goes from a range from 6 to 10, 10 being the most aggressive form. So he has a 4+5, which is obviously on the more aggressive side of things. And then if it's more aggressive like that or higher score like that, it's more prone to spread. And one of the most common sites it likes to spread is the bone, specifically the lower back or the spine or even the pelvis, the pelvic bone.
So that spread, once it's at that stage, what can be done? And I think, and kind of importantly, what can be done before it gets to that stage, to kind of give people an idea of why it's very important to get this checked often and early?
Sure. As with any cancer, early detection has the best outcomes. That's why we routinely check the PSA, because we're trying to find it before it has spread. So in his situation, it's hard to speculate what's been done. Has his PSA been checked? He's in his early 80s, so it's hard to not. It's only speculation on what has been done for him specifically. But in this situation, 82-year-old guy has bone metastatic disease. Most likely, he's obviously talking to his doctors about what the next steps are. But most likely, surgery wouldn't be the option for him. It could be a combination of radiation versus what we call hormone therapy. And that's where we kind of cut off the testosterone production. And that's kind of the fertilizer that feeds prostate cancer. So you kind of get the prostate cancer withered away when you're able to shut down testosterone production. So in his case, he'll most likely get some combination of hormone therapy with or without radiation. And I'd be surprised if he undergoes surgery.
We did hear a report, a doctor, that it's this morning that said it's incurable but manageable. Is that right?
Yeah, in this situation, again, that hormone therapy I was talking about doesn't necessarily eliminate the prostate cancer. It just keeps it managed. Like you're taking away the fertilizer that's feeding that cancer. so that cancer will wither down, but it wouldn't necessarily completely eliminate it. So many guys in this situation go several years on this hormone therapy, and we just keep it at bay and under control. And sometimes it can escape that ability to be controlled with hormone therapy. That's when it becomes something called castrate resistant. You hear in the news that his is it's metastatic hormone sensitive. That just means that it should respond to this hormone therapy I keep speaking of, and that may keep it at bay for several years.
How does age factor into your ability to do some of that? And I, you know, this is, you know, we all know it's well documented, the age of the former president. But is that typically the age that you find these things, or can it happen in much younger people?
I think the chance that it happens is higher as a man gets older, but you can see it in any age group. I've seen it in 40-year-olds, unfortunately. But overall, there's a trend, you know, that an older guy is more likely to have it because the cancer's been there for several years, potentially, and evolves and is able to become metastatic disease. So again, that goes to the point where, like, early detection is key.
You know, on that point, Dr. Webster, how often should a man get screened?
So our guidelines recommend starting at the age of 45 for most people. That can bump up to the age of 40 if, you know, African-American guys are more likely to get prostate cancer and have more aggressive prostate cancer. So commonly recommend African-American men to get checked as early as 40. If you have a strong family history, is getting a check as early as 40. But again, most people are 45, 50, somewhere in there. And checking it every year or two, as you get older into your late 50s, 60s, probably checking it every year. But it's kind of a case-by-case, individualized decision between the patient and either their urologist or their primary care doctor.
What, getting checked, what does that involve?
So it's very quick. It takes all of, you know, 10 minutes of the exam itself. So in the discussion with the physician. So it's a blood test. Here at Roswell, we can get that blood test done in 90 minutes from blood draw to result. And then it's a physical exam where we are checking the prostate, it's a rectal exam where you're feeling the size of the prostate and make sure it's smooth, there's no nodules. That's actually how President Biden's prostate cancer was diagnosed. It sounds like they found a nodule on the rectal exam. So that's the importance of doing what we call the DRE or digital rectal exam, where we're actually feeling the prostate to see if there are any lumps or bumps. But overall, it's a very quick exam. It's a very quick visit, so that could potentially save your life.
Well, Dr. Webster, thank you for helping us understand this.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.